RTI as a philosophy, I think, is a very good one and one that I would support. Now, when you're looking at RTI, you can look at it by way of it being a diagnostic tool for LD labeling, or you can just look at it as a way of serving kids who have needs. In terms of serving kids who have needs, I think it's an excellent approach and an excellent model. But when you begin to use it as a diagnostic process in place of the discrepancy model, I think that it raises other concerns and problems for linguistically different kids. I think the most important drawback, I guess you would call it, of the RTI system as we know about it, is that it does not in any place speak to culturally responsive education. Moving to the RTI model puts more time, energy, and resources towards underachieving kids in general, and that way helps prevent some of the misclassification. Both the discrepancy model and RTI are imperfect, and neither one of them do a foolproof job of working with language minority kids. But if we have some strong staff development involved, I think I would tend to come down on the side of moving toward the RTI model as opposed to waiting till they fail.